Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. It is great to have you in, as usual. We'll get to our Blazing Five, then RJ Bell. Listen, I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. They're ready for anything that gets thrown at it, and the weather's going to get bad here in about 3 to 4 weeks. Storm takes out your power, Simply Safe's fine. Intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Somebody destroys your keypad or siren, Simply Safe still gets you the help you need. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need every worst-case scenario, but that's what makes Simply Safe Home Security System so great. They're always ready. Doesn't cost an arm and a leg. No hidden fees. 24/7 professional monitoring. Only $14.99 a month. And again, there's never a contract here. There's no hidden fees here. We recommend it. Go to simplysafe.com/herd today. Family, home, assets, protect them all. Simply Safe. .com/herd, and want to thank Simply Safe for sponsoring our Saturday morning podcast. So with that, here's my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Chargers at Browns.
Cleveland at home getting a point plus one. I'm going to take Cleveland. Listen, we always fall in love with quarterbacks in this league. The story of this team is not about Baker Mayfield. The story is, last year, Cleveland was 32nd in takeaways. Now they lead the NFL in takeaways and their rushing game. The Browns have the number two rushing offense in the league, almost 145 yards a game. And by the way, the Chargers, 28th in third down defense. They are struggling to get people off the field. The bottom line, Cleveland, young energy, pulls off the upset. I don't trust the Chargers in this spot. I'm going to take Baker, the rushing game, and that defense, and the point to win 27-24.
Colts at Jets.
Now, the Colts are beat up, but Andrew Luck is having an unbelievable season, despite injuries to many of his key components on offense. His completion percentage, his passing yards, his touchdown passes per game. All the best of his career. And by the way, the Jets, red zone defense, the Jets do two things poorly. When they get into the red zone, they don't get touchdowns, they get field goals. So even if the Jets dominate this game, they just settle for field goals. And I love Sam Darnold, but he's only as good as his running game provides. And last week, the Jets' running game was great. The Colts' defensive front seven is wildly underrated. Top 10 in sacks. I'll take the points, and I'll take the Colts to win 30-24. Bounce back after that horrible
Steelers at Bengals.
I don't understand how Pittsburgh's getting points here. We all know Andy Dalton shrinks in these games. Andy Dalton doesn't beat the Steelers. Come on. You know the game on this. By the way, the last five head-to-head meetings between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals, Big Ben and Dalton, Big Ben and the Steelers are 5-0, win by a touchdown, 70 more yards, and Dalton shrinks. The Steelers also lead the NFL right now with 19 sacks. And I told you, don't fall in love with September. We're into October. The Steelers are starting to look like the Steelers. Run the ball, throw it deep, and get after the opposing quarterback. Pittsburgh's dominated this series. I'll take the 2.5. They win here in a shootout, 31-30.
Rams at Broncos.
Denver at home getting 7. Like it? I love it. The last two games, the Rams have been incredibly vulnerable. In their first three games, 6 takeaways. In the last two, 1. They've allowed twice the touchdowns in the last couple of games. You can run on this team, and Denver does one thing well. They run third-ranked rushing offense. The Rams allowed Seattle almost 200 yards on the ground. Again, now L.A. goes to mile-high altitude. The weather's a little colder. Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks dealing with concussion symptoms. Upset of the week. Denver and Case Keenum. Rams don't have a great pass rush. Have time to throw. Dominate time of possession. Upset the Rams 28-27.
Jaguars at Cowboys.
I don't like taking favorites, but I'm going to take the Jags -3 against Dallas. Listen, this is a mismatch. Dallas is almost last in every offensive category, 30th, 31st, 32nd, and the Jags are first in almost every offensive category. To me, this is a personnel mismatch. The good, the bad, the ugly. I have an elite corners, an elite pass rush against an offensive line for Dallas that's struggling. They don't have perimeter players. They don't have a tight end. Dak Prescott's thrown for one or fewer touchdowns in 10 of his last 13 starts and passed for 250 yards or less in 14 of his last 16. This is a struggling offense against a fantastic defense, and the Jags got embarrassed last week. They're going to play with focus, passion, and energy. Jacksonville, I'll swallow the 3 points, wins by a touchdown over the Cowboys, 27-20, my blazing 5 picks. We are off to our hardest start ever, over 60%. All right, here we go. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, which is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. His Twitter is at RJ in Vegas, and he's now hosting his first ever daily radio show. It's the first ever daily radio show in a major national network focused on sports gambling, sports betting. Weekdays 6 to 7, Fox Sports Radio. All right, here we go, RJ. I like the Browns +1 against the Chargers. To me, it's real simple. Cleveland pounds the ball on the ground, leads the NFL in rushing, and the Chargers can struggle to get teams off the field. I think it's a time of possession game. I like Cleveland's defense. I'll take the one. What do the wise guys think?
No, you've got agreement here for sure, Colin. Let's think about this Browns team. If you look at their defense, second best DVOA, which is an advanced metric, in the entire league. Rock solid defense. Cornerback Ward is playing exceptionally well. Now, if you look at the offense, you're right. They're rushing the ball quite well. Their passing stats aren't all that good, except we know Baker Mayfield is better than Taylor, and we know Mayfield's trend line is up. You talked about the rookie quarterbacks last week. You thought they were going to have a good week. Wow, you were right, 4-0 straight up. But really, statistically, Mayfield was the only one to have an exceptional week. On the other hand, Chargers, they looked really good against the Raiders last week, but they are bad in close games. It's been years they've been bad in close games. This baby is +1, agreement on the Browns.
All right, let's go to a game I like. The Colts are beat up, but I'm going to take the 2.5 at the Jets. Listen, Sam Darnold's still not completing a high percentage of his throws, and Andrew Luck's absolutely on fire. And again, last time we saw Indy humiliated on national TV, I'm going to take the superior quarterback, the motivated team, Colts +2.5. What do the wise guys think?
You've got agreement here, and let me be honest. One of the things we love to do in Vegas is find a guy that understands a given team. Actually, up at the website, we track everyone's picks on a per-team basis. And when the Jets are playing, if you're on them or if you fade them, you've got a feel for them. I don't know what's going on. I just know you got a feel. And there's agreement here. And I think the driver on the Jets' offensive performance is, can they run the ball? Last week they ran for over 300 yards. They let Darnold control the game, throw when he wanted to throw. With the Colts' defense in DVOA, number 13 against the rush. So my feeling is Jets won't have near the success they had last week. You had an amazing stat about Andrew Luck's proficiency this year, yardage and all that. So to me, getting points here with the Colts, agreement.
All right, Steelers +2.5 of the Bengals. Now, you know, it's funny. I'm watching Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football, and they look pretty good now. And Miami, who was great in September, doesn't look so good now. And New England looks good now. And suddenly Denver doesn't look as good now. September's fool's gold. I watched Pittsburgh against Atlanta last week, and I'm like, oh, there's the pass rush. I think the Steelers are the better team. They've dominated the Bengals. They get 2.5. I think Pittsburgh's back, just like Philly was on Thursday. What do the wise guys think?
Biggest agreement of the week. Two main reasons. One, the Bengals are 4-1. They've had 3 coin flip games. That actually might be generous to the Bengals. They were less than 50% late in all 3 of the games. They went 3-0. Now, you could say that's their clutchness, they're just winners. No, they got lucky. And hey, teams get lucky, that's fine. But what line, what would the line be in this game if the Bengals were 1-4 They could easily be instead of 4-1. We're getting 2.5 here, and there's one other big factor. Steelers at Cincy. 24-5 straight up. 24-5, 21-8 against the spread.
Yeah. Andy Dalton shrinks in this game, RJ. He does. He shrinks in this game.
I think it's Dalton. I think it's the fact that Pittsburgh's only a few hours' drive away. A lot of people don't realize that. Steelers fill up half that stadium. And even when the Bengals have a better record in this matchup in Cincy, with a better record, 7-0 straight up for Pittsburgh, 6-1 against the spread, we're getting the points. Steelers are motivated, which is key with a very emotional Tomlin team. Biggest agreement on your Steelers pick.
All right, 3-0 agreement. I don't think Dallas is very good. And I'm just going to say that I just don't think they're very good. Jacksonville got humiliated. I think this is a personnel matchup. I like Jacksonville's defensive personnel against the very ordinary Cowboy offensive personnel except Zeke. So I'm going to take Jacksonville -3 at Dallas. What do the wise guys think?
Slight disagreement. Disagreement here. Couple of reasons. One, Dallas's defense by DVOA against the rush, #5. Against the pass, #24. Well, you know who's passing the ball? Blake Bortles on the road. 5 turnovers last week. Not excited about that. Then if you look at the Dallas offense, they're actually #5 rushing the ball, #29 passing, where the Jags are better against the pass. So we're getting 3 points at home. I agree with you. I don't like this Dallas team much at all. But road favorites are tough to play. By the way, Bortles, in his career on the road, 9-26 straight up.
God.
He shouldn't be laying points. By the way, you might say, oh, Bortles has been bad in general. He's 17-18 at home. So break even at home, even after all those bad years straight up, 9-26 on the road for Bortles. Disagreement. Wise guys on Cowboys.
All right, I'm going to take the Broncos to upset the Rams +7. First of all, the Rams are beat up. That's part of it. Second thing is they don't have a great pass rush. So Case Keenum, when he's not under duress at home with their weapons, pretty good. Denver runs the ball. I think the number's way too big here. I think the Rams took a step back last week defensively. Now they're more beat up. I'll take Denver +7. What do the wise guys think?
This is a sharp play. You're fading the most popular team in the NFL right now. I mean, if you want to bet the Rams to win the Super Bowl, they're in the 2-1 range now.
Wow.
I mean, even the Patriots, you know, every year, the 10 years after their undefeated regular season, they really haven't been this big of a favorite. Even the Pats, the Rams, everyone's in love with them. But we know Tlaib out. Peters not 100%. Also, wide receivers Kupp and Cooks are likely to play. But they have concussions. I got a feeling if the Rams get up big, they might sit on the ball,
yeah.
Which, you know, we're getting 7 here. But here's the key. The Rams' defense against the run.
Not good.
#28.
Yeah, it's not. Seattle gashed them.
Now, Denver is the #1 DVOA rushing team in the NFL. I think that matchup and the 7 points is the driver. Big agreement on the Broncos.
Okay, and the bonus pick only for our Saturday audience with RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Again, he's hosting the first ever daily radio show on a major national network focused on sports betting. 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific, Fox Sports Radio. I listen to it daily. Here's the bonus pick. Redskins got humiliated on a standalone Monday night game. They come back focused. Carolina is sneaky good at home and can really be uneven on the road. I'm going to roll the dice, take the Redskins, who looked awful against the Saints, -1. What do the wise guys think?
So first off, your instincts are really good. The idea, hey, if you get embarrassed in front of the world, one, they're motivated to come back. #2, people don't want any piece of them.
Right.
That's their cheap. Good instincts, but wrong in this spot. Disagreement on the Skins. This is about matchups, all right? Look at Washington's defense, #30 against the rush, #10 against the pass. So mighty good against the pass, Washington's D, horrible against the rush. Well, Carolina's offense, 4th best rushing the ball. These two teams played in 2015 and 16. The combined score, now think, same coaches, you know, a lot of the same key players. Carolina won combined 70-31. 70-31, covering the spread by 38 points. Last thing, Carolina's getting healthier on defense.
Yeah.
Linebacker Smith is back. Davis is back. Olsen's supposed to be back. This is, I think, going to be Carolina's best game, and we're actually getting points. Panthers, smart bet.
So 4-1 agreement on my Blazing Five, disagreement on the bonus pick. RJ Bell, pregame.com, exclusive provider of odds for the Associated Press. Have a great weekend, RJ.
Thank you, Colin.